Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Qantas has lost its High Court appeal over the sacking of 1,700 baggage handlers and cleaners in 2020 after the onset of the pandemic. The airline decided to outsource the jobs as it faced a dramatic decline in revenue. Qantas took the case to the High Court after twice losing in the Federal Court, which found the decision to outsource the jobs was in breach of the law. The High Court has dismissed the appeal in a unanimous ruling. At least 10,000 people are missing in Libya after the flooding over the weekend. The Red Cross says at least 2,300 people have been killed and the number of dead is expected to rise. United States Republicans will open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Republicans have been investigating Mr. Biden since January, but the hearings have found no evidence of misconduct. Democrat Majority Leader in the United States Senate, Chuck Schumer, says the impeachment process would damage open and bipartisan government processes.
I think the impeachment inquiry is absurd. The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts.
The federal government has announced what it describes as Australia's most significant tobacco industry reforms in more than 12 years. Health Minister Mark Butler has announced changes which include modernising health warnings on cigarette packages, expanding advertising prohibitions to e-cigarettes and vapes, and standardising product design features. Mr. Butler says the government has used an evidence-based approach, incorporating best practice from countries like Canada and New Zealand in the development of the legislation. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee has rejected claims that those who are opposed to the Indigenous voice to Parliament are racist. The No campaign has come under attack after being accused of using fear tactics to dissuade voters from supporting a voice. Ms. Lee firmly denied accusations of racism.
Of course, Australians are insulted by being called racist or being called any of the other terms that people seem to want to pile on to those who would vote no. Now, I have said it's okay to vote no, it's okay to vote yes, it's not okay to be disrespectful in this debate.
Campaign leader for the Yes case, Marcia Langton, has asked opposition leader Peter Dutton to remove an image from his social media that claims Ms. Langton has branded No campaigners as racist and stupid. Ms. Langton denies the allegation and says she will also seek legal advice. The Greens say their fight for renters will continue. Greens Senator Jordan Steelejohn says while the Greens are satisfied with additional funding for social housing, renters remain high on the agenda.
The Greens will continue to fight for renters. They are a powerful social movement. And if that requires, at the next election, taking seats from the ALP, well then so be it.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.